RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Man, we got a great show for you guys today. We got day one of the regionals in the college baseball NCAA tournament underway. We got all the TVs filling all the screens in here. Coastal Carolina, who if you watched the show yesterday, told you to take a little sprinkle on them to win the regional with Clemson and Vanderbilt. They're up 5-0 right now, heading to the top of the third, so we love to see that. LSU already in some trouble against Wofford. They're down 2-0 early on as well. You got six games going on, games all day. We'll dive into our five favorite plays here in a moment. Also, solid Major League Baseball slate, all 30 teams in action. We'll give out some best bets there. We're going to have Lucy Burge join me middle of the show. Celtics are in the NBA Finals. Great baseball slate. We'll dive into that with Lucy. And then game one of the finals is set. We'll give our thoughts there, and we'll look at both of the playoff series in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. It's days like today which makes the show so good. We got all this action going on as the show is happening. So send in all your questions. And of course, if you miss anything, any analysis, any picks, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. It's a Friday. We're going with the PJ Pick 5 as glasses in session. And we're going to start with my favorite play of the day, and that is going to be the Louisiana Raging Cajuns -105 against the Texas Longhorns. Now, these are the kind of spots that I live for, right? I think most people are going to see like a Vanderbilt against a Coastal Carolina. They're going to see like an LSU against a Wofford. And maybe the line looks a little bit suspect than you would expect. Maybe it's a little bit shorter than what you would expect. All these teams can play that make the college baseball tournament. They're all good, and baseball is such a great equalizer because if one of those mid-major teams has a great pitcher or if they have a great offense, this isn't like basketball where the mid-majors have to go up against Zach Edey, or it's not like college football where these small schools have to go up against Alabama or Georgia's offense or defensive line. It's what makes this tournament so good, and it's a reason why Louisiana absolutely can beat Texas today. And they're the better team, but because Texas is Texas, that's why they're favored, and this line opened up with Louisiana as favorites, but people saw that Texas was underdog and they wanted to grab that price with the Longhorns, but that's fool's gold. Louisiana's the better team. They're going to win today, and that is my best bet of the day. Sticking in the state of Louisiana, I also love Louisiana Tech -1.5 on the run line at +105 against Kansas State. You guys are going to sense a theme, but we're going to fade the Big 12 in the college baseball tournament this year. Love Duke in Oklahoma's region. Just told you I like Louisiana against Texas, betting against Kansas State today. And these Louisiana schools can play. Think about these states around the country, Florida, Texas, California, Louisiana, all these states with really good high school baseball programs. Their mid-major college programs are also very good as well. That's why you're seeing like UC Irvine, Dallas Baptist, San Diego. All these mid-major schools in some of those states have really good teams this year. It's because all those schools that couldn't get to the Power 5 big-time schools go to those other schools, and they're awesome players. Love Louisiana Tech today, -1.5, +105 against Kansas State. Number three, we talked about him yesterday, the Fighting Adley Rutschman's Oregon State, -3.5 against Tulane. Now, this is going to be a good ball game because Tulane made it to the tournament last year. and they played LSU in the regional, and they faced Paul Skeens on day one. So a lot of those players are back. And look, if you're a Tulane hitter, I mean, you face the best pitcher that you're ever going to face in your entire life, right? So whatever they face in this NCAA tournament is not going to be Paul Skeens. So they can hit Oregon State. The problem is Oregon State's going to be able to hit on them, and Oregon State's at home. They got to sleep in their own beds, and they are such a good offense, especially at home. I'll take the Beavers, lay the 3.5 with them against Tulane today. Also, Nebraska plus 100 against Florida. Another one of these games where it opened up close to a pick 'em. Florida was in the national championship game last year. It's SEC baseball against Big Ten baseball, and a lot of people are going to end up taking Florida minus 130, but I like the Cornhuskers at plus 100. Nebraska can hit, and Florida shouldn't even really be in this tournament, but because they're Florida, they have a great baseball program, and they made it to the national championship game last year. That's why they were able to get in. They were one of those bubble teams. I think Nebraska's a great bet today, especially getting them at plus money. And then finally, give me the Oregon Ducks at plus 110 against San Diego. This is really all about buying this game at a low point for Oregon. I think this game should be close to a pick 'em, which is where it opened up. But now money is coming in on San Diego. It steamed them up, and we're getting a good buy low spot here on Oregon. So I'll take the Ducks at plus 110. You guys know I'm going to be betting the Pac-12 a lot in this tournament, final event of the conference. We like Oregon State. I like Oregon as well, plus 110. Think they get to win the win today. So those are my five favorite plays: Louisiana, Louisiana Tech, Oregon State, Nebraska, and Oregon today. So much college baseball. My advice is there's going to be a lot of games on. Don't feel the need to bet every single one of them. And also, don't be afraid to bet these games live. Coastal Carolina's up right now 5-0. Vanderbilt could easily come back and take the lead in this game. With those metal aluminum bats that they have, I mean, leads can change so quickly in this sport and in this tournament. So don't feel the need to bet a lot of these games at the start. Feel free to bet them live if you get a good number. Maybe one of those favorites gets off to a bad start, and you can jump on one of those teams and get a good number, like LSU, who's favored to beat Wofford, and now Wofford is favored against LSU, so you can get a good price on LSU to come back and win that game. All right, let's talk some MLB now. Big League Peach on Send It In. As again, Wofford's up 2-0 on LSU, Coastal 5-0, Florida State 3-1 on Stetson as well. As for the majors, we got the Reds and the Cubs, 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Graham Ashcraft going up against Javier Assad. Ashcraft plus 125 for the Reds today, Assad minus 150. So much talk about Imanaga, and rightfully so. He's been awesome this year. Justin Steele was great for the Cubs last year, injured to start the season. They're hoping he can pick it back up. But Assad has been excellent for the Cubs, 4-1 this year with a 2.17 ERA. We're taking the Cubs on the run line today, -1.5 at plus 135. Then we have Miles Michaelis and the Cardinals at plus 155 going up against Aaron Nola and the Phillies, -190 today. Over-under in that game is 8. We're going to take the Phils on the run line, -1.5. Little bit of a bumpy West Coast road trip for the Phillies, playing against the Rockies and the Giants. Back home, though, in Philadelphia, weekend series. There's going to be 40,000 people in that ballpark every single day. So good at home, and they got one of their better pitchers on the mound. I'll lay the runs today with the Phillies. Then we got the Orioles and the Rays today in Baltimore. Albert Suarez going up against Aaron Civale. The total is 8. I like the over tonight in that game. Orioles offense is starting to pick it up a little bit. The reason I like this over, though, is because the Orioles are starting Albert Suarez, who's probably only going to go like 3 or 4 innings for them today. And the Orioles' middle relief for their bullpen has not been good this season. So when Suarez comes out and Brandon Hyde, the manager, brings in one of these other guys to pitch the middle innings, I think that's when the Rays are going to score some runs. I think the Orioles score some runs as well. Beautiful day in the area today. Ball should be flying. I'll take the over 8 in Orioles and Rays. Pirates and Blue Jays. Jose Berrios against Bailey Falter. Going to pass on this game today with Blue Jays laying minus 165. Then we have the D-backs and the Mets. Mets minus 115 going up against the D-backs minus 105. Jordan Montgomery going for the Snakes against Luis Severino for the Mets. What a week it has been for the Mets. I mean, the Mets are just doing Met kind of things. But they're favored in this game, and I don't think many people are going to want to back the Mets. Not one of my favorite plays, but if I had to bet it, I would take New York minus 115. Then we got the Red Sox going against the Tigers today. Kenta Maeda against Tanner Houck. Houck's been really good for the Red Sox this season. Red Sox pitching has been very good. Bats didn't get going yesterday against Detroit. I think they do today. I like the Red Sox in a bounce back, minus 160. Then we got the Rangers against the Marlins. Texas minus 125, the Marlins plus 105. Jose Urania going up against Sixto Sanchez. Getting Texas as this short of a price, minus 125 against the Marlins, I think is a good buy low point. I'll take Texas today, minus 125. Then we got the Nats and the Guardians. Patrick Corbin going up against Tanner Beebe. Nats are plus 180 and Cleveland is minus 225. Look, Patrick Corbin is pitching, and every time he pitches and the Nats go up against a good team, you're always going to get a good plus money price on the Nats. The Nats are in a battle for a wild card spot right now in the National League. They're not a terrible team. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Braves. We're getting a great money line price on them. I'll take the Nats plus 180. Speaking of the Braves, they're a big favorite against Oakland today, and right now the Braves shouldn't be big favorites against anybody. I still think the team is a little rattled by the Acuña injury. I'll take Oakland today, plus 185 against Atlanta. White Sox and the Brewers. Eric Fetty is going for the White Sox today, and that's usually the only time we like back in Chicago. I'll take a stab with them, first five money line at plus 120. Then we got the Twins and the Astros. Pablo Lopez going up against Ronel Blanco. Twins obviously have the advantage with Pablo Lopez going, but I'm going to take the Astros today at home. Houston's got to start winning some games. I think they start today with Blanco on the bump. Then we got the Padres and the Royals. Dylan Cease gets the start for San Diego going up against Michael Wacha for the Royals. Obviously, Cease has a ton of experience and a ton of starts against the Royals, pitching in the AL Central when he was with the White Sox. And the Royals have done pretty well against him in the past. Two of his last three starts, the Royals have touched him up for 8 hits and 9 hits. So I like the Royals to score a little bit today. I'll take the over 7.5, and I'll take the Royals as home dogs at plus 115. Angels and Mariners start a 3-game set in Seattle today. Brian Wu against Jose Siriano, going to pass on that game. Also going to pass on the Dodgers, minus 300 against the Rockies. Want nothing to do with that. And then I'm looking forward to this series. Yankees in San Francisco take on the Giants. Yankees minus 135. Giants are plus 110. Total of 7.5. You have Marcus Stroman going up against Jordan Hicks. I'll take an under. Anytime we get a 7:15 p.m. local start in San Francisco, that the ball will not be traveling out there. It's going to be a pitcher's duel. Even with the Yankees lineup, I still like the under 7.5, and I'll take the Giants as home dogs as well. This is the third straight West Coast series for the Yankees. They start in San Diego, then they play the Angels, and now they're playing the Giants. Think they got some tired legs. I'll take the Giants plus 110 to beat the Yankees. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge here on a Friday. Get some of her thoughts on everything going on baseball and also the NBA Finals, as well as the Celtics are getting ready to face the Mavs here in about a week. Lucy, before we get into all that, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, five-star play today from the BetQL model is in the NHL. It is Oilers Stars, first period total over 1.5. Everything is happening this week. PJ, you got the NBA, NHL, Eminem releasing new music. You've got MLB. It's all happening. College, it's all happening. So this is NHL. Oilers and Stars went over this in game 4 with 4 total goals in the first period. And they did so in game 3 when the Oilers scored 2 goals in the first period. And also they did this in game 2 when they each scored a goal. So they went over this in almost every game in this series already. So the BetQL model loves the over 1.5 first period total for the Oilers and Stars tonight.
All right, very nice. Love a little hockey bet from the five-star plays. Lucy, what about you? What are some of your favorite plays for today?
Yeah, so first up is a Lucy Longball bet on Ryan Mountcastle to hit a home run. He has 6 home runs this season. He is so due for another one because his last one was on May 8th. He will be facing Aaron Civale, and he is batting .833 against him with 2 home runs, 5 total hits in 6 at-bats. So I think Mountcastle will hit one more home run in May. Before the month is done, he will get another one in there and hit a home run tonight. And then Freddie Freeman over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in 4 of the last 5 games with 1 home run, 2 doubles in those games. And against Dakota Hudson, he's batting .375 with 3 hits, including a double and 2 singles. So over on bases for him. Also Anthony Volpe over on 1.5 bases. He has hit this in 2 of his last 3 games, 6 of his last 8. He has 10 hits, including a triple in his last 8 games. And against Jordan Hicks, he's batting .1,000 with a single in 1 at bat. So I like that for him. And then I have 2 Red Sox bets tonight because I will be at the Red Sox game tonight. I'll be sitting behind home plate. I will be wearing the Dunkings jacket if it's not too warm. And I have two bets that I will like to watch hit while I'm sitting there. Tanner Houck, as you talked about, Tanner Houck over 5.5 strikeouts. He hit this in two of his last three starts with 7 in each of those. And he has gone over this in 5 starts this season with a high of 9 strikeouts. He's that in 2 of them. And Nick Pivetta just did this against this lineup. So I think Tanner Houck can go over as well. And then another home run prop, Rafael Devers. Just a classic. He has 10 home runs this season. I think he should have more. And he has 1 in his last 10 games. He has 2 hits in 7 at-bats against Kenta Maeda. And Kenta Maeda has given up 2 home runs and 8 total runs over his last 3 starts. So I like those 2 for the Red Sox and then those other bets tonight.
Very good. Lucy, a lot of great stuff there. Let's talk some NBA playoffs. We got the finals matchup set. It's going to be the Celtics against the Mavs. Right now, Boston 6.5-point favorites. They're minus 225 to win the series. Your early thoughts here on Boston against Dallas?
Yes, I would like to say yes, the Celtics sweep. Celtics in 4, of course, but I don't think so. I think this will be more of a series, and I think Celtics in 7. I think the league wants this to be as many games as possible in this series, but also I think the Mavericks are for real, and as we know that they are, and I think this will be more of a series than, of course, the Celtics last series where they swept the Pacers, the Sirs, but in the last series, but I think that this will be a longer series, and I think it would be also perfect for the Kyrie-Boston rivalry if this was a longer series and just was a fulfilling game 7, and it's an all or nothing, comes down to the wire. Boston is ready for Kyrie. The Boo Birds will be out for Kyrie. We are ready to just demolish the Mavericks and Kyrie Irving. So bring it on. Bring it on, Mavericks, because Celtics in 7 is what I predict will happen.
Man, I can't wait. What about your thoughts on Finals MVP? You like the Celtics to win the series? You going with Tatum? You going with Jaylen Brown? Who are you going with?
See, I would like to say Jaylen Brown because it's also better value because I think Jaylen Brown, I think, is the underrated MVP of this team. If Tatum and Brown were on different teams, they would be the respective MVPs if either team won a final. Jaylen Brown for MVP is at +550 right now. Jason Tatum, the favorite by a large margin. So if you're betting on this, I would go with Jaylen Brown, but I think it will be Jason Tatum just because I think that's who the NBA wants to win this, because they want to coronate Jason Tatum when he finally wins a championship. So I think it will be Jason Tatum. But of course, I'm thinking the Celtics will win this. I want to go with Jaylen Brown, but I really don't think it would be. I think it will be Jason Tatum.
Going from one MVP race to another, Lucy, we got to talk about AL MVP because this is really good. You got Soto, you got Judge, you got Bobby Witt, Kyle Tucker, Gunnar Henderson. Could make a case for a lot of different guys. I'm sure you and Jake talk about this a bunch on your show, Bet Slips and Bat Flips. As of now, if you had to place a bet on one of the guys to win AL MVP, who would you take?
Yeah, this is interesting because there's a lot of heft in this race because there are a lot of good...
Oh, think we lost Lucy there. All right, so hopefully we'll get Lucy back, get her thoughts on AL MVP. Also was going to get her thoughts on who she likes to win the College World Series as well. Right now, by the way, if you do want to watch the College Baseball World Series or College Baseball Tournament, they got Squeeze Play on ESPN Plus, which is essentially like Red Zone for college baseball. They take you all around the country to everything going on. When teams got bases loaded, runners on first and second, whatever it may be, they got a 4 screen up right now. It's beautiful. So if you want to check that out and bet and sweat your bets, make sure you do that. Reed Phillips on YouTube, Oregon State versus Tulane. I'm taking over 13.5. Both teams could easily hit this by themselves during the regular season. The only thing that gives me pause is Oregon State not topping 3 runs in the Pac-12 tourney. I would take it. I get the concern with Oregon State's offense at times, but it's just so good. And now that we've started the postseason, I think it's a refresh, reset button for them. Tulane's coming in there, obviously playing with house money. No fear. I'd like them to score runs. So, Reed, I like that play over 13 and a half. Looks like we don't have Lucy back, so make sure you check out her show, Bet Slips and Bat Flips, with Jake Hassan, coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And thanks to her, as always, for joining us on Model Making Money. And for those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, let's talk NBA Finals. June 6th is when it starts. So we got a lot of time to talk about the finals, give out player props, all the angles, all the analysis of what we like. Here's kind of my initial thoughts on what to expect for game one. We got Boston favored by 6.5. The total is going to be 214.5. I think a lot of people are going to like Dallas in this series. I think a lot of the talking heads, when you turn on TV shows, when you listen to radio shows, I think a bunch of people are going to like Dallas, and I think it's a combination of two things. For one, they're going to make the argument that Dallas is the best player in the series, which is undoubtedly true. It's not opinion. It's fact. Luka is going to be the best player in this series. You could even argue that maybe Dallas even has the second best player in this series in Kyrie, especially when playoff Kyrie is activated, and then you add the fact that he's going to be playing the Boston Celtics, and there's going to be added motivation there. I could get that argument as well. But I think the big reason as well is people just don't like the Celtics. It's like every time Boston plays, we want them to beat everybody by 30 points. Wasn't it funny watching the two conference finals and the perception around both of those teams? Boston easily could have been down 3-1 in that series to Indiana. But when they were coming back to win those games, everybody was like, this team is so overrated. They're so lucky. They've had the easiest path. Whereas when Dallas was pulling out those close victories against Minnesota, the narrative was, oh my God, Luke and Kyrie, they're so good in crunch time. These guys are unbelievable. So it's funny coming into this series how much people kind of like Dallas and how much they dislike Boston. But if this NBA playoffs has taught us anything, it's the fact that it's a brand new series. And Dallas had a great matchup against Minnesota because Minnesota had great big men that they lean on. They lean on Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns, and those two guys helped them beat Denver. Whereas now they're going up against Boston, who is led by guards. You got Tatum, you got Brown, you got Derek White, you got Jrue Holiday, all these guys. So it's going to be interesting to see, now that we're in a new series and we have this dynamic of guards instead of big men, how that is going to play out. But I really think the reason that this series price isn't higher is just because people are going to be betting Dallas just because they want to root for Dallas. And also, they just think Boston is extremely overrated. And maybe Boston is overrated because we really haven't seen them play anybody up to this point. But they were a historically good regular season team. And I think this matchup is a pretty good one for them with all the different guards that they have on the floor and the how they can rotate different defenders on Kyrie and Luka, and also all the different guys that can attack Luka and Kyrie when Boston is on offense. So I think the chess game is going to be very interesting. The one bet I really do like, though, I like the Mavs on the money line in game one against Boston. Because again, I think there's going to be a ton of Mavs love heading into this series. And I think they're going to win game one, and then it's just going to take off. And everybody's going to be like, see, I told you Dallas was better. I told you Dallas is going to win this series. I told you Boston was overrated. And I think Dallas is going to win that game one. And then I think Boston's going to bounce back and win game two. And then I think they're going to win game three. And then I think Dallas is going to win game four. And then I think we have a series on our hands. I do like Boston to win this series. I'm not going to bet it, though, because right now they're minus 225 to win this series, and I think when they drop game one, it's going to be closer to a pick'em. But I do like Dallas plus 200. I'm hoping that this spread continues to go up. I don't really think it will, though. So if you like Boston, if you like Dallas like me in game one, I'd probably bet the money line now because we have a week to talk about this game, dissect it. Obviously, Luka's going to get healthy. Porzingis will be back probably for Boston in game one. But I just think right now this line is a better chance of going to 5.5 than it does of going to 7.5. So if you like Dallas, I just take them on the money line right now. And then if you like Boston to win the series like me, I would bet them on the series line. Also, you could do one of those bets, Dallas to win game one, Boston to win the series, get a really good price on that as well. So there are a bunch of different ways that you can play this. And then as I've been talking about the last couple days, if you like Dallas to win the NBA Finals, just bet Luka to win Finals MVP. I really can't see a scenario where Dallas wins the Finals and Luka doesn't win Finals MVP. Maybe it's Kyrie, especially with the narrative of returning to Boston and going against them, and maybe he just goes insane and he's the guy hitting all the big shots at the end of games. But you guys watched the game last night. You saw Luka come out and have a 20-point first quarter. He didn't want that series to go any longer. He was the guy that came out and set the tone right from the start. I think he's going to do that plenty in this series. He's the best player on the floor. So if you like the Mavs, I would just take Luka to win Finals MVP. And on the other side, I'd love to sit here and tell you I think it could be Derek White. I think it could be Porzingis. I think it would be Drew Holiday at 100-1. But really, if Boston wins the Finals, I think it's going to be Jason Tatum at minus 125, especially the fact that they get Jaylen Brown, the Eastern Conference Finals MVP as well. I think maybe they could be more inclined to give Tatum the Finals MVP if it's another close race between those two guys. So I think it's going to be chalk for Finals MVP, but certainly if you like Dallas to win the Finals, I would just go ahead and bet Luka to win Finals MVP. As for the NHL, we got Game 5 tonight between the Stars and the Oilers, and I like the Stars to win the series at minus 120. Dallas is minus 135 to win Game 5 tonight. Instead of betting that, I would just bet them to win the series because I do think Dallas wins tonight, and I think there's a very good chance they win Game 6. If this series does go 7, I would like them to win that as well. But the Oilers, obviously, were down 2-0 in Game 4, come back, score the next 5 goals. Their offense was fantastic. And now I think maybe people are starting to go back to the Oilers and thinking they're going to win this series. The price is certainly reflecting it, but I like Dallas minus 120. And then I like the Rangers in Game 6 against Florida. I talked about it yesterday before Game 5. I think the road team is going to win each of the next 3 games in this series. We had Florida win last night. I like the Rangers to win Game 6, and I'd come right back with the Panthers in Game 7. So we're getting New York at plus 140. I like them to win Game 6 on the money line. ND fan 122221. If Porzingis is out, would you target Lively or Gafford props? It's a really good question. I would probably go more so Lively, I would say. Now, again, Naz Reid unintentionally hit him in the head again yesterday. So that was another game where he got hit in the head. He does have a week off, but you can clearly tell Lively is their guy. Luka won Western Conference Finals MVP yesterday and immediately wanted to give the trophy to Derek Lively. So they all understand how important he is. And Robert Williams for Boston has the same vibes as what Derek Lively for me is to Dallas, right? Kind of like that Energizer Bunny, the guy who gets all the lobs, he dunks the ball, great offensive rebounder, hustle guy. Like, that is what Derek Lively is for Dallas when Robert Williams was in Boston. So if I had to choose between the two, I would probably go with Lively. And then what about the total? Celtics like to run while the Mavericks like to slow the pace. Another good question. The total's sitting at 214.5. I think for Game 1, I would probably go the over. One thing that's been true for Boston in their series so far is the first couple games in their series, the over's been a good play. It's a real feeling out game for the Celtics, and especially for Dallas and the change in this series stylistically, going from Minnesota, who likes to play their big men, to Boston with all their guards. I think the over would probably be the way that I would lean in Game 1. It's going to be interesting to see what the totals look like throughout the series and how much they adjust. Let's wrap up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. We're going streaking. We have hit six in a row. Look at that. We're on a heater. Marcelo Zuna got us a couple of base knocks yesterday. We're going to make it 7 in a row, and we got a good one today. Alec Bohm for the Phillies going up against Miles Michaelis. 5 for 9 in his career. Bohm's having a great season, batting .308 for the Phillies this year. 7 straight. Alec Bohm is our guy in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Dylan Cease over 5.5 hits allowed today at plus 120. As I was telling you guys during Big League Peach, there's a lot of familiarity with the Royals and Dylan Cease with Cease's time pitching in the AL Central and pitching for the White Sox. 2 of his last 3 starts, Cease has given up 8 and 9 hits against the Royals. And this is the best Royals team that Dylan Cease has ever faced. The Royals are a playoff team right now. Their offense has been very good. Bobby Witt Jr. is an AL MVP candidate. So I'll go over 5.5 hits allowed for Dylan Cease today. Dog of the day is going to be the Nebraska Cornhuskers plus 100 against Florida. Again, Florida probably shouldn't even be in this tournament. They made it to the World Series final last year. They were the runner-up. They're a big brand name. That's why they got in as one of the last bubble teams. But Nebraska's better, and this price is just out of hand. I'll take the Huskers plus 100. Shawnee Sharpe's going with Charlie Blackman over 1.5 total bases at plus 140. And my best bet is going to be Louisiana minus 105 against Texas. Louisiana can absolutely advance in their regional. They're a better team than Texas. I would look out for the Raging Cajuns as a potential sleeper team, but getting them at minus 105 is a really good price. A lot of people are going to look at this matchup. They're going to see Texas as a shorter number, and they're going to take the Longhorns, but I love Louisiana today, minus 105. Let's recap our favorite plays for today. Alec Bohm's our guy in going streaking. Dylan Cease, over 5.5 hits allowed, is our prop lock. Nebraska's going to be our dog of the day, and Louisiana minus 105 is going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Lucy Burge, and appreciate all the questions, you guys. Enjoy the college baseball. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And as always, if you missed any part of the show, make sure you go check it out, the Send It In podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, listen, rate, subscribe, review. We'll see you Monday.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.